There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway this weekend. It's kind of a fun weekend to think about. We just recently had the 115th anniversary of Harley Davidson, and I was in Milwaukee for that, and just a great experience to be around a couple hundred thousand motorcycles and motorcycle enthusiasts for the big anniversary. And it kind of ties in because our show, obviously, is Your Retirement Highway. Our planning process is the roadmap for retirement. And so we kind of do a lot of equating the journey of, if you will, motorcycle riding to the journey of retirement planning. And for those of you that I would say are somewhere in the last 5 years before retirement, or in the first 5 years of retirement, or maybe even the 10 years of retirement, I think this show is going to have some special meaning for you. My name is Ken Heisey. I'm a founder and owner of Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And alongside of me each and every weekend is Steve Mahler, also a financial advisor with us at Heisey Advisory Group. And for those of you that have listened regularly, you know a little bit about us. And for those of you that haven't, we're a relatively small a boutique firm that specializes in helping people transition from their working years into retirement, creating retirement plans around income planning, investment planning. We do a lot of work helping people look at tax planning for their future, healthcare planning, and estate planning. So a comprehensive approach to making sure that you have your roadmap to retirement. For those of you that are old enough that remember AAA, they always had what was called the triptych that you would call in order to help map out your vacation. Well, our retirement roadmap review is kind of that, if you will, triptych to retirement.
And I hear you talking about the 115th anniversary of Harley, and it makes me think of the old saying that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
It is.
And this is clearly about the journey.
And the journey has kind of taken us to a point of from the investment side of things. The Standard & Poor's 500 recently just hit a new record, a record high, and also a record for being the longest bull market in history.
That's pretty amazing. Really, when you think about it, when you think of where we've come from at the end of 2000, I guess what was it, March of 2009, when this thing hit the bottom after the big recession and the big financial collapse that wiped trillions of dollars out of the global capitalization. We're also coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers, which was really sort of what was the trigger for this whole downward slide that that happened back then. But we've come all the way back and come all the way back to, you know, setting records. Who would have thought? And it obviously, we talk a lot about that. People talk a lot about that. And while it's helped people grow their portfolios back, it has also raised some concerns and some questions. Questions like, you know, when's this going to end? You know, when are we going to see the end of this?
Every single bull market is followed by a bear market. Every one of them.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
At some point in time, the bear market is going to come out of the woods and come out of hibernation, and it's going to be hungry. And the technical term of what a bear market is a 20% drop in the market.
From the peak. Yep. From the peak.
And so why this is important, let me take you back, okay? Let's go back to 2008. And I want all of you listeners just to kind of stop and think for just a moment with me. How did you feel about your wealth by the end of 2008? What were your thoughts? What were you thinking? What kinds of emotions were running through your head? And I know many of you will say, well, you know, it didn't bother me. I really didn't do anything because I was still working. And for those of you that are in those last 5 years before retirement or in your first several years post-retirement, that was 10 years ago. You were 10 years away from where you are today, and it didn't have as much meaning and impact, but you still felt a lot of emotion. What if that happens today, next month, next year, anywhere in those last couple of years before you retire or right after you retire? How would you feel if the market took 20, 30, 40% of your retirement wealth away from you? That's what we want to talk about, and that's what we want to help our families make sure that they're in a position so that that doesn't happen to them.
And it's so critically important, and I think, just not to belabor the point, but to repeat what you just said, when this happened back in 2008, if you were still 10 or 15 years away from retirement, while it was painful and you didn't enjoy it, I don't think anybody enjoyed the ride, it wasn't as critical because you still had a number of years to work. Remember, in your working years, you're getting everybody's favorite thing, which is the paycheck. When you retire, the paycheck goes away. But if you lose the paycheck and half your assets are gone, that paints a whole different picture. So the closer you get to retirement, then this kind of an event potentially can have a much more drastic impact on your retirement. And so the point of today's show, I think, and what we want to talk about is how prepared are you for that coming event, whenever it's going to take place. And admittedly, we have no idea when that's going to happen. But what have you done to examine how you're set up today? Do you have your written income plan? Do you have your investment plan to support the income plan? Do you know what sort of risks you're taking? And those are the kinds of things that we want to talk about in today's show, so that you can be better prepared.
And I go back again, 2008. It was the financial crisis. I remember it like it was yesterday. I had people coming into our office for the very first time that were absolutely devastated and even in tears. They'd worked a lifetime and a huge portion of their savings that they accumulated vanished. And I'm sure you remember what that felt like. Some of those people couldn't retire when they had anticipated, and I know some of them that even had to go back to work. I've built my practice around ensuring my clients won't have to worry about a market correction. How? It's really not a secret. We plan ahead, and we help you design a portfolio to your personal risk tolerance. It's all about managing market volatility. So reach out, give us a call. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your retirement, call Heise Advisory Group today. Find out what your portfolio would do if 2008 happened again. Reach out, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Don't wait until it's too late.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back once again. I'm Ken Heise, and alongside of me is Steve Mahler. We are Heise Advisory Group, and in our process of doing the Retirement Highway program and talking about our retirement roadmap review, today is kind of the conversation about the market and how we've had now officially the longest running bull market in history. With that being said, it's not been the highest growing bull market in history. The bull market from 1990 to 2000 has exceeded the growth of this bull market, but this bull market in terms of days or length of time has now exceeded that other market. And as we look at it, you know, economic expansion is in the second longest period in history. And what we want to make sure is we're not trying to be doomsayers, okay? We're not running around saying that the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the market's going to have this massive crash, you know, before the end of the year or some weird thing like that. All we're talking about is when you have the longest running bull market, it doesn't go forever. And like I said in the first segment, every bull market is followed by a bear market. And our motto that we talk about is just like the Boy Scouts, and that's be prepared. Make sure that your portfolio is not out of sync, because we've had this tremendous growth for 10 years. We find a lot of folks, when you come in and you bring your statements in, we find that you're out of sync. You've had this great growth on the stock side, and it's put you out of whack, and your portfolio actually has a higher risk today than it did maybe 5 years ago, because you haven't been doing your rebalancing on a regular basis.
And to put the economic expansion into a different perspective, and I think this was kind of mind-blowing to me when I read it. We're in the 111th month of economic expansion. And to put that into further perspective, the average length of time of economic expansion post-1945 is 58 months. So we're almost twice as long as the typical average. What does that mean? Who knows? You know, there was an old saying that bull markets don't die of old age. They end in recessions. And I'm from way back when. I'm an old fundamentalist, and I look at things like unemployment. I look at corporate earnings, and those are things that are all strong and that still tend to drive markets. Markets don't like uncertainty, and they get nervous when, you know, there are talks about tariffs and those kinds of things. But the reality is the fundamentals still look pretty good. But you can't be an ostrich with your head in the sand, and you still have to sort of be looking at where we are, where we've come from, how much we've grown, and what are the things that you're doing to be prepared just in case.
So let me put it in another little analogy picture for you. Those of you that are close to retirement or in retirement might have some grandchildren. And have you, or even for those of you that don't have grandchildren, just your own kids, if you remember back when they were young and you fed them a bunch of candy or soda and the kids ran around on this sugar high, right? Fiscally, I think we've been on a very strong sugar high because of all the fiscal stimulus that our government put back into the monetary program that really was done for the purpose to pull us out of that great recession. But that sugar high has, I think, fed into this raging bull market that, you know, go back to your kids or grandkids. What happens when that sugar high crashes? I mean, the kids just kind of fall down and fall asleep, right? I mean, you can picture that, right? Picture the stock market potentially doing something like that. And while we have no idea, like Steve just said, all the signs fundamentally look like we should still have continued growth, right? That this bull market could go longer. And it may. But what if it doesn't? I look at it, there was an old saying on Wall Street, bulls make money, bears make money, but pigs get slaughtered. If you're trying to get as much growth in these last couple of years as possible and you're willing to take those kinds of risks, your portfolio could get slaughtered if we have a downturn. If we make the adjustments and we prepare in such a way, if the market continues its growth, you're still going to have some growth. Maybe not as much as you would have, but you'll still have some growth. But on the other hand, if the market does turn into the bear market, you wouldn't be losing nearly as much that way. So I think a little less gains for the trade-off of less losses at this point, if you're within those 5 years of retirement or you're already retired, I think that's some sound thinking.
And I think that's really the key. While you were talking, I was thinking to myself that if you're listening today and you're still, you know, 10, 12 years away from retirement, maybe this conversation is probably not for you. But if you're within those, you know, 3 to 5 years of retiring, this is a really critical conversation to where really digging deep and taking a look at how you're doing things today and just asking the question, are you ready to retire? And I don't mean ready psychologically. Are you ready? Is your portfolio ready? Do you have the things in place that are going to set you up for success in retirement so that you can enjoy the retirement that you want to have, not letting the markets dictate what that retirement's going to look like? Let's get that plan in place so that everything that you do going forward between now and the actual day you cross the finish line, you've got things in place that are going to set you up for success.
You said something that just spurred a memory of so many of you that I have seen that have through the years let the market dictate what you're going to do. Because once the market does what it does, it's too late. And I have seen and just again going back, I remember it back in 2001 and 2002. I vividly have memories of people coming into my office having lost too much money and they had to postpone their retirement. And I remember people coming in that had already retired, like back in 99, and they retired. And 3 years later, they had lost half of their retirement savings and were in tears and didn't know where to go. Going back again, 2008, saw the same thing in the financial crisis. That one, I truly remember that like it was yesterday. And I know a lot of you have, because of that 10 years time, it's kind of faded away. Just like I still today have massive, vivid memories of the 9/11 catastrophe in New York. Still have vivid memories. But for a lot of us, it's been so long ago that we've kind of pushed it aside and we don't maybe remember it so much. Just like the old veterans that remember Pearl Harbor, right? You don't lose sight of those things. And so I think instead of being in a position where you are looking to retire or you just retired and you're looking back having lost a huge portion of your savings, We want to help you get into position to be prepared. Still benefit from the growth if we have the growth, but try and protect yourself more if we don't. And I've built our practice around ensuring that my clients won't have to worry about that market correction. And what we do is it's not a secret. It's just that we plan ahead and we help you design a portfolio to your personal risk tolerance. And we believe it's not about returns. It's truly at this stage about managing market volatility. And if you'd like to come in and sit down with us and do an evaluation, we will give you a complimentary risk analysis of your personal portfolio to see how it's matching up with what you think. So give us a call today. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Don't wait until it's too late.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. I just realized I wish I would have brought the Wall Street bell. We could be clanging that Wall Street bell and really celebrating the fact that the S&P 500 recently hit its all-time high, celebrating that we've now officially had the longest-running bull market in history. It's an exciting time in the market. We've had tremendous growth, and hopefully all of you have been taking advantage of that growth and growing your portfolios. What we talked about today, though, was if you're in those last 5 years before retirement or if you're already retired, making adjustments now. Maybe today is the time to start taking some of those gains off the table. The idea in investments is to buy low and sell high. I know you all know that, but we get these psychological ideas that once the market has a great bull market like this, that it keeps going forever, and it probably won't.
So while this walk down memory lane is fun, it would be a lot more fun if you knew actually where you stood and whether or not you were ready to retire. So reach out, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, the number's 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com. Have a great week, everybody.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.